I offer my sincerest gratitude to all assembled devotees for so kindly coming to participate in this most auspicious celebration of the installation of Sri Lalita Vishakha at Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. On behalf of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we have performed this wonderful Abhishekam and other such auspicious rituals. It is by the inconceivable compassion of our beloved Srila Prabhupada that we have been given entrance into the eternal loving service of Sri Radha Gopinath. Srila Prabhupada, in the parampara of Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya, has taught us that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that there is no higher conception of spiritual consciousness than that of the gopis of Vrindavan. The crest jewel of all goals of life is prema bhakti. The karmakanda teaches us how to enjoy a higher quality within this world or even in the higher realms of the heavenly planets. Through the Astanga Yoga Kanda, we learn how to achieve siddhis, mystic potencies, very deep states of peace of mind. There are 8 primary mystic siddhis wherein a person could perform miraculous deeds by literally learning how, to a small extent, to control on the subtle level this material nature. The Jnanakanda teaches us through discrimination, through developing such powerful wisdom that one can transcend the modes of material nature and ultimately achieve mukti or liberation in the all-pervading existence of the Absolute. And higher than that is the Upasana Kanda, the path of eternal loving service to the Supreme, where the innate love that is within the heart of every living being is revived. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Chiti Koriya Yudoi. That the eternal perfection of eternal love of God is dormant within the heart of every living being. It is our nature, our constitutional position. But that love has been forgotten since time immemorial. Why? Because we are engrossed in the conception that I am this body and I am this mind, and we are trying to fulfill the endless stream of desires, infatuated by the illusory energy, we have lost contact with our true self. But through associating with devotees, through hearing the truth of the teachings and the pastimes of the Lord, and through chanting God's holy names, the Yuga Dharma, that dormant, ecstatic love is awakened. Every living entity, from the insignificant insect to the devatas, is seeking ecstasy. Because that is our nature. We can never be satisfied. There is no permanent position except ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, prema pumartha mahan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, there is no goal of life that is higher than the crest jewel of all realizations, pure unalloyed love of God. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms, Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir dhokshajehi ahoitiki aprati hataya yatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation for all humanity is that which awakens loving service to the Supreme Lord. Such service must be unconditional and uninterrupted and unmotivated to actually completely satisfy our soul. So there are different levels of ecstatic love of God in the different planes within the spiritual sky. There is the Vaikuntha planets, where the love is with the Aishwarya Bhav of surrendering to the Supreme Absolute Truth as the master of all existence. Obedient servant in ecstatic love. But in the higher realm of Goloka, there is the rasas of Dasyaras, servitude, Sakyaras, friendship, Vatsalyaras, parental love, and Madhuryaras, conjugal love. And that is that Shringaras is the Paramaras. It is supreme. It culminates in the love of Sri Radha for Krishna. In Goloka, everyone recognizes and adores the supreme quality of the love of the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that the nature of the gopis' love is the most unconditional, the most selfless, the most absolutely pure. They have wholeheartedly, wholesale, offered their very existence on every level for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And to enter into Vrindavan Dham, one cannot imitate gopis. To imitate gopis is simply an offense that will ruin our spiritual lives. But we must follow in the footsteps of gopis. How is that? First, by trying to understand what is the quality of their selflessness. They are willing to abandon everything and anything for the service of Krishna. They are gladly willing to accept homelessness, danger, disgrace, anything for Krishna. They're willing to go to hell forever to give Krishna one moment of pleasure, gladly. That is the love of gopis. And of all gopis, the most intimate, loving servants of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who are very expansions of Srimati Radharani herself, are Lalita and Vishakha. All others in Vrindavan are working or serving under the direction and the blessings of Lalita and Vishakha. When Srila Prabhupada personally decided to install Lalita Vishaka at Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, in Sri Radharas Bihari Temple in Juhu, Bombay, along with all the Astasakis in Sri Mayapur Dham. It was his direction. Srila Prabhupada is giving us, in such a proper and effective way of actually entering into the eternal pastimes of Vrindavan. Not through artificial conjecturing of the mind, but through learning the spirit of selfless service. Learning to take the order of the spiritual masters who are in parampara, are following in the footsteps of the gopis. To learn to take their instructions as our life and soul. And to learn to purify our heart of all inebrieties by becoming deeply attached and absorbed in chanting the holy names and hearing the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the path. Lalita Sakhi is 27 days older than Srimati Radharani. She appeared in this world in Ongshagaon, a beautiful little village not far from Barsana. Her complexion is a brilliant gold like Gorochana. And she wears dresses that have designs of peacock feathers. And Lalita Sakhi is the Shiksha Guru of Srimati Radharani and all the other gopis of Sri Brajbhumi. And her life and soul eternally is just simply making wonderful, wonderful arrangements for Radha Gopinath to enjoy the most pleasing, loving spiritual pastimes. Vishakha Sakhi appeared in this world in a village called Ajanok, which is between Kadiraban and Barsana. She was born on the same day as Srimati Radharani, at the same time, Radhastami. Her complexion is like lightning, brilliant gold. And she wears dresses that have the designs of clusters of stars, like the sky. As Lalita Sakhi's principal service is offering tambula, Vishakha is making wonderful arrangements for the ornament and the clothing of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and also teaching other gopis dance and music. Under their divine inspiration and direction, all of the gopis, unlimited gopis of Vrindavan, are engaged in constantly chanting the Lord's names and making wonderful arrangements in pure devotional service. This, Rupa Goswami explains, that the happiness of this pure bhakti of Vrindavan is so pleasing to the heart that compared to that ocean of unlimited happiness, an ocean that has no bottom and no shores, the bliss we achieve from impersonal liberation is not even one drop. The Leela of Vrindavan is very high and very confidential. And in this age of Kali, people are so very fallen and have such strong propensities for hypocrisy
that it is very difficult to honestly worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyan Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Hadini Satirasmat Ekatmanava Bibu Vipavade Habidam Gatao Tao Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Madana Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam
Nomi Krishna Swarupam.
That one absolute truth who has taken eternally two forms for the purpose of ecstatic love affairs has again become one, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna with the Mahabhav, the love and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, comes to this material world to distribute what no other incarnation has ever given. Ecstatic love of the gopis freely to anyone and everyone who's simply willing to take to the path of following in the footsteps of the great souls and chanting the holy names. But the Lord descended with his most intimate confidential associates. Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi, in their appearances in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, they really taught in a way that even neophyte people like ourselves can understand what is the spirit of the residents of Vrindavan. Lalita Sakhi appeared as Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is compared to the very second body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He understood the innermost feelings and thoughts of love of Lord Chaitanya's heart. It is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami how he was a resident of Navadvip under the care of Lord Chaitanya. His name was Purushottam Acharya. At the age of 24, Lord Chaitanya left his home and accepted the sannyas ashram. Why? For the purpose of reaching out to the stubborn, egoistic people who were not willing to accept his mercy. As an act of sheer compassion, he left his loving wife, his most loving mother, his wonderful, wonderful associates in Navadvip to become a sannyasi. Purushottam Acharya went mad. He went mad when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He immediately went to Varanasi and took sannyas. He didn't know what he was doing, why he was. Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he just went and took sannyas. But he took sannyas in spirit. He didn't accept the external formalities of sannyas. He didn't accept the cloth of a sannyasi. He didn't accept the title of a sannyasi. In fact, he took sannyas from Chaitanyananda Bharati. And those in the Bharati school, the brahmachari servants, are named Swarup. So he was a servant, brahmachari, but after taking sannyas, he kept his name Swarup. He didn't want the prestige. He didn't want the formal rituals of respect. He took sannyas for one purpose, to dedicate his body, mind, words, and life exclusively to the service of Radha and Krishna and have absolutely no distraction and no other responsibilities expected of him. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his South Indian tour, he returned after about 2 years to Jagannath Puri. Soon after, Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived. He came into the room and he fell at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, weeping and crying. that I am such a fallen, sinful person. You have given me your mercy, but I left you for another country. Actually, Lord Chaitanya left him. But he was saying this. I left you for another country. I must have been a complete madman. But because of your deep, inconceivable love and compassion, you have dragged me back into your loving association once again. For this, I am undeserving. I am your eternal servant. I surrender to you. I am yours. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he received from his Gurudev, Chaitanyananda Bharati, the name Swarup, and because he sang the most beautiful, sweet, loving kirtans, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave him the title Damodar. He sang sweeter than any of the Gandharvas. He was more learned in the scriptures than Brihaspati, the priest and teacher of the Devatas. And his ecstatic love was so deep. He was the very embodiment of spiritual compassion for all living beings. When Raghunath Das Goswami, who is our Prayojana Acharya, the Acharya who's teaching the highest limits of ecstatic love in the line of the gopis, when Raghunath Das Goswami escaped from his home, a home that was simply overwhelmingly wealthy, aristocratic, he had everything a materialistic person could possibly want and more, and he left it for the service of Lord Chaitanya. Came to Puri, walking 12 days, only got food 3 days. When he arrived, he fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally placed Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Officially, he put their hands together and said, I put you under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He will answer all your questions. Swarup Damodar Goswami was Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary and assistant, performing the most intimate services for the Lord. One day, Swarup Damodar Goswami came with Raghunath Das Goswami to Lord Chaitanya and said, Raghunath Das has some question for you. But he's too shy to ask you directly. Raghunath Das Goswami was so humble. He rarely ever would speak to Lord Chaitanya directly, even though he was right there in his association always. But he always wanted to serve Lord Chaitanya and approach him through Swarup Damodar Goswami, servant of the servant. This is Prayojana. This is the highest ecstasy of love. This is the mood of the gopis, to be the servant of the servant. This is what Mahaprabhu says is the ultimate perfection we should aspire for. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anu Das. To be the servant of the servant of the servant, the Anu, the tiny insignificant servant of gopis, who are all under the leadership of Srila Lalita Sakhi. So Swarup Damodar said that Raghunath Das is asking you, my Lord, that he has given up his home and taken to the renounced order, but he doesn't understand what really is his duty. Please explain. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, Swarup Damodar Goswami can tell all these things to you. He knows everything perfectly. But because you have asked me, I will speak. What is the meaning of renunciation according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Everyone listen carefully. Gram yakatha na shunibe, gram yavarata na kohibe, balana koibe ara, balana koribe. You should not speak like the people in general. You should not gossip about worldly matters. Fault-finding, criticizing, gossiping about things that simply steal all of our propensities for Krishna conscious away from us. You should not speak gossip and you should not hear gossip. You should not dress luxuriantly to try to attract people to your body. And you should eat simple prasad. Amani manana hoy Krishna nam sadalabe. Braje radha Krishna seva manase koribe. Mahaprabhu continued. You should respect all living beings. This is renunciation. And you should expect no respect for yourself. If you follow all these things, giving up talking nonsense, giving up hearing nonsense things, dressing, eating, living simple, offering all respect to others and expecting none in return, then we can constantly chant the holy names. And when we're able to constantly chant the holy names, then the next stage of meditating on service to Radha Krishna in our heart of hearts eternally. These are the duties of one in the renounced order of life. These are the supreme occupation. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, Swarup Damodar Goswami knows all these things. For all other instructions, you should inquire from him. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave one more instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami in the essence of renunciation. What was that instruction? Take it into your heart deeply. Trinarapi suniche na taror iva sihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is the essence of the perfection of renunciation that was presented to Raghunath Das Goswami by the Lord Himself. Humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, eager to offer all respect for others and devoid of any false prestige, not desiring any respect for oneself. In this state of consciousness, one can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Swarup Damodar Goswami could sing so sweetly with so much devotion. It is described in Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be dancing and singing before Lord Jagannath, and Lord Swarup Damodar would sing songs exactly according to the ecstatic feelings in Lord Chaitanya's heart. He knew his heart. In fact, at one point during the Ratha Yatra procession, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy reciting a particular poem that nobody could understand. It sounded like an ordinary expression of romantic love. It is described that there was no one on earth that could understand the inner secrets of Lord Chaitanya's heart and what the significance of that verse was, except Swarup Damodar Goswami. But Rupa Goswami heard it. And he wrote a little commentary verse on that. And Lord Chaitanya saw in his thatched roof one day on a palm leaf that verse. And he immediately took it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, only you know my heart. How is it that Rupa Goswami has understood the innermost content of my love? Swarup Damodar Goswami said, it is because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. There is no other way. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, when I met him at Prayag, his humility, his devotion, his service attitude, his sincerity was so deep that I bestowed my full mercy upon him. Swarup Damodar Goswami was assisting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the cleansing of Gundicha Mandir with all the other devotees. And after they swept and swept and swept and threw all the dirt out and swept and got finer and finer particles of sand and dust and straws, and then they swept again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple represents the cleaning of the heart. The heart is meant to be the temple of God. God will not manifest himself in your heart unless your heart is perfectly spotless and clean. So during the, at the last stages of the cleansing of Gundicha, after hundreds and thousands of buckets of water were thrown on the floor and the walls and the ceiling, everywhere, one very intelligent Bengali Vaishnav, right in the, Lord Chaitanya was cleaning the altar of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. They weren't there. And this Bengali Vaishnav poured water over Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful, supremely sanctified lotus feet and caught that water, collected it, and drank it right in the temple. Lord Chaitanya was very happy in his heart. But in order to teach the world proper rules and regulations that must be followed, he appeared externally angry. And he called, he didn't talk to that Vaishnav. He called Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he said, just see what your Bengali Vaishnav, what your Gaudiya Vaishnav has done. He has put shame on me. He has drunk the water of my feet in the temple of Lord Jagannath. Now he has ruined me. Swarup Damodar Goswami pushed the Bengali Vaishnav out of the temple. And then he came back and begged Lord Chaitanya to give mercy and forgiveness to him. This is very important. Srila Prabhupada in this context explains that Lord Chaitanya personally proclaimed that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas are under the direction of Swarup Damodar Goswami. This is parampara. We cannot approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. We must approach through the parampara system. In parampara, Swarup Damodar Goswami is the next acharya. And then comes the six Goswamis, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and the line continues. And Srila Prabhupada gave us that exact pure message as it is. So this is the importance of Swarup Damodar Goswami in our lives, who is in the eternal abode of Goloka, Lalita Sakhi. If he prays for us to be forgiven, if he prays for the Lord to accept us, then all perfections will be ours. Swarup Damodar Goswami, whenever the Lord had Utsav, even though he was so senior, he was a sannyasi, he was the Lord's personal secretary, he knew the heart, Lord's heart deeper than anyone else in creation, he would serve prasad. He would personally go from person to person, devotee to devotee, and serve the prasad as a menial servant. This was his spirit. And what is our debt to him? It is from his notes, because he took notes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. He had a diary. And he regularly explained to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who was his assistant, the various pastimes and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because no one,
Not only did he see them, but he perfectly understood them. The Lord certified that no one understands his heart better than Swarup Damodar Goswami. He explained to Raghunath Das Goswami everything. And after Lord Chaitanya left this world, Swarup Damodar Goswami also left. Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan. And on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, every day for at least 3 hours, on the request of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, he would speak Lord Chaitanya's Leelas. And what would he speak? Exactly what he heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami. This is the incredible thing. How is it that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining not only what Lord Chaitanya did, but what was his thoughts, what was his innermost sentiments? In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the innermost thoughts of Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the ecstatic feelings of love they had for each other. How is it that he is revealing all of these innermost confidential secrets to the world? Because he received this information from Swarup Damodar Goswami through Raghunath Das Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that Swarup Damodar Goswami intimately knows his heart. That means the hearts of Radha and Krishna. Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing so sweetly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go mad when he would sing. In Jagannath Puri, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be dancing and Swarup Damodar Goswami would be singing and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just fall in a bush of thorns. And when devotees ran in a great haste and worry for the Lord's safety, they saw that all the thorn transformed into soft, fragrant flowers. Another time, Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatically immersed in the holy name, he completely lost all sense of the external world and he just fell right into a deep, dark, dry well. Just fell. And the devotees were screaming. They ran to the well. They were weeping and crying, worrying about the Lord. And when they came to the well and they looked down, what did they see? That it was filled practically to the top with fresh, soft butter. And Lord Chaitanya was very nicely floating in the butter. This is the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami's kirtan. We are all eternally under his loving guidance and blessings. We are all under Swarup Damodar Goswami's protection through parampara. And today, Swarup Damodar Goswami, in his eternal Swarup, as the chief confidential maidservant of Srimati Radharani, has appeared in our temple to accept our services as Srimati Lalita Sakhi. The gopi Vishakha Sakhi appears in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Srila Ramananda Rai. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced that he was going on his South Indian tour, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was quite devastated. He was a great jnani and a very liberated scholar of monism. But he transformed into a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. When Lord Chaitanya was just about to leave for South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested that please, when you go to the Godavari River in a place called Vidyanagar, there is a great personality of the name Ramananda Rai. Previously, I could not really appreciate
the essence of his devotion. But now that you have given me mercy, I can understand who he is. He has profound love and such deep knowledge of rasas. Please, you will find great happiness, and he will find great happiness if you meet together. So after visiting Kurumakshetra, and then Pana Nursinga, Jiyada Nursinga, from Vishakhapatnam, he went to Vidyanagar, in an area called Kavur. Mahaprabhu, he saw that both banks of the Godavari River looked just like Vrindavan. He went into great, great meditation. And then he sat down after taking his bath in a little forest. And soon, a procession. Ramananda Rai, who was the political leader, the governor, under the king of the whole Madras state, he was riding on this palanquin with many Brahmins chanting Vedic mantras. And he took his ceremonial baths as all the Brahmins chanted and performed their rituals. It is described when Lord Chaitanya saw Vishakha, Gopi, his eternal loving associate in the spiritual world, he wanted to run and embrace him in the form of Ramananda Rai. But somehow or other, although his mind was running to Ramananda Rai, his body was tolerating this urge and sitting in one place. Then Ramananda Rai saw him. His golden complexion was effulgent like so many suns. Ramananda Rai came over to Lord Chaitanya, attracted by his incredible demeanor. And Sri Ramananda Rai fell flat and offered his prostrated obeisances and then got up. And Lord Chaitanya asked, "Are you Ramananda Rai?" And Ramananda Rai replied, "Yes, I am your most fallen, lowly, sinful servant. I was born in a caste of Shudras." That was his reply. Such a wonderful exposition of what a Vaishnava actually is. Sometimes we want to glorify who we are, what we've done, what we know, what we have accomplished, what we will accomplish. This is the nature of the ego. This is what I have done for Krishna. This is what I know about Krishna. This is the slokas I know about Krishna. But Ramananda Rai was honestly just presenting his heart. "I am most sinful. I am most fallen. I am your servant. I'm simply a very worthless person coming from the lowest caste." That was his introduction. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he understood that this was Ramananda Rai, he embraced him. And when he embraced him, Ramananda Rai went into ecstasy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy. Both of them simultaneously, torrents of tears pouring from their eyes. Their hairs were standing on end. Their hearts were palpitating. Their complexion became pale. Their limbs were trembling. And they couldn't speak. Their voice was so faltering and choked up, they were both just going, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," and they were falling to the ground. And these smarta Brahmins were watching, astounded. "What is this? Why is this sannyasi Brahmin embracing a Shudra? And why is he weeping and crying and trembling, touching a Shudra? And Ramananda Rai is a very, very prestigious governor, very powerful political leader. Why is he touching this sannyasi and all of a sudden feeling so much of this experiences?" Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya understood that they could not understand, so they somehow or other forcibly composed themselves. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya insisted that I meet you. Now I understand. It is because of his love and his kindness and his mercy on me that he wanted me to meet you. And Ramananda Rai replied, actually, because Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya knows that I'm so fallen and so desperate for causeless mercy, it is for that reason that he asked you to come to deliver me. So in this way, they exchanged their hearts. Srila Prabhupada explains that this was the first meeting in this pastime of Radharani. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radha, meeting with her confidential, loving friend, Vishakha Gopi. Srila Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya would glorify him. During their talk on the banks of Godavari, Lord Chaitanya revealed to the world that Ramananda Rai could understand the deepest conclusions of spiritual love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him questions from the most basic to the highest. The Ramananda Samvad tells everything, from Varnashram to the ecstasies of Radha's separation from Krishna, systematically. Ramananda Rai, when Lord Chaitanya praised him and thanked him profusely, Ramananda Rai said, no. Whatever I am speaking, you are making me speak. I am like a stringed instrument. My tongue is like the string, and you are like the expert musician who is making the sounds. And Lord Chaitanya said, no. I am just a Mayavadi sannyasi floating in impersonalistic philosophy. What do I know about these things? It is only by your mercy. This is Vaishnav life, giving all credit to others. That's where pleasure is. As soon as you take pleasure, you become miserable in your heart. Your mind may be a little entertained by it, but as soon as you start taking pleasure for taking credit for yourself, your mind feels some fascination temporarily, but your heart becomes dry. But when you give credit, when you give honor, when you give glory, that actually gives sweet pleasure to the heart and the soul. That is Vaishnav. When will we understand this? When will we take it seriously? When will we put it into our lives? This is what the greatest personalities are teaching us. Yes, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami were the two most confidential assistants of Lord Chaitanya. During his last 12 years when Lord Chaitanya was living in Gambira, it was the two of them that were constantly with him. I'll say one thing before coming to that very important understanding. After speaking for over 10 days in Kavur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to give up. He was a grihastha, to give up his high-paying, powerful position of being a governor and come to Puri just to worship Jagannath with him. And Ramananda Rai did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet King Prataparudra because he would not, sannyasis were not supposed to meet with materialistic people. However, when Ramananda Rai came to Puri and told him that I asked the king if I could resign from my government service to come here to Puri to serve you, when as soon as King Prataparudra heard your name, he became ecstatic. ecstatic symptoms manifested in his body. He started crying and trembling. He said, "You are so fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not even let me come near him, but he wants you to come right into his inner circle and be his servant. You are so fortunate. I not only give you official declaration by which you can resign, I will give you full salary and a raise for the rest of your life." "Now go to Puri. You are so fortunate, and serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the rest of your life. You have all my blessings." Ramananda Rai was describing to Lord Chaitanya, "When I just said your name, he became so filled with love. I wish," Ramananda Rai said, "I wish I had even a fraction of his love for you." And Lord Chaitanya said, "No one loves me more than you, Ramananda Rai. Because King Pratapa Rudra has pleased you, because he has served you nicely, therefore I declare that Krishna will very soon give him his complete mercy." And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted from the Adi Purana, Krishna telling Arjuna, "Mad bhakta pujabhyadika." That worship of my devotee is of a higher platform of pleasing Krishna than serving Krishna himself. Because King Pratapa Rudra has appreciated you, Ramananda Rai, and has given you such service and pleasure, Krishna will bestow all mercy on him. That was a point where Lord Chaitanya's heart changed. When King Pratapa Rudra wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya directly, Lord Chaitanya was adamantly against it. He told the devotees, "If you even bring up this subject again, I will leave and you will not see me again." But when he heard that King Pratapa Rudra deeply appreciated and served the Vaishnav, he decided to give him his complete mercy. That is Ramananda Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai always at his sides. During those last 12 years in Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling such deep, intensified feelings of separation from Krishna. During the day, he would hide his feelings of separation from the other devotees because he knew if they would see it, they would become very unhappy. And he lived for the happiness of his devotees. During the day, he would perform Nam Sankirtan and have prasad with the Vaishnavas and do Harikatha with the Vaishnavas. In this way, his mind was diverted from his innermost heart separation. But at night, he would go into the deepest ecstasies of love. And he kept always with him Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. They were the only two that could pacify his heart. Ramananda Rai would speak Krishna Katha, would speak beautiful verses and narrations of Krishna's pastimes. And Swarup Damodar would sing beautiful bhajans, kirtans, and songs of love. It is described by Kaviraj Goswami, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, feeling deep, unbearable separation from Srimati Radharani, Subal would speak beautiful pastimes and words and verses to pacify Krishna. In the same way, Ramananda Rai was the only person who could pacify Lord Chaitanya's heart in that way. And just as when Srimati Radharani would feel very, very deep feelings of separation from Krishna, it was only Lalita Sakhi whose sweet songs and words could keep her alive. In the same way, it was Swarup Damodar Goswami who kept Lord Chaitanya alive. He gave them that credit. So yes, what we know about the Siddhanta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
has come through the mercy of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. And by their mercy through Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami and others, they have revealed it to the world. And Prabhupada has taken the essence of the treasures of all of those knowledge and realizations of these great personalities and put them in his books. Prabhupada said his purports were his devotional ecstasies. And Prabhupada said, I am simply repeating what I have heard from my gurus and the previous acharyas. These are the words of Krishna. These are the words coming down from Lord Chaitanya. These are the words that Swarup Damodar Goswami Ramananda Rai inspired in the hearts of Rupa and Raghunath, the six Goswamis. Repeating those words as Prabhupada's devotional ecstasies. Why? Because he knows that those words could deliver all of mankind. So distributing this message by giving out these books, by making wonderful environment of temples where people could come and hear and learn what is in Prabhupada's books. This is actually following in the footsteps of the gopis. In Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the gopis come down to this world to do Harinam Kirtan, to serve Vaishnavas with great humility, and to spread the glories of Harinam to the world. This is entrance into Goloka Vrindavan. To go deep with substance into the actual attitude of Vaishnavism. Yes, everything is there in Prabhupada's books. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhagavad Gita. In this way, we are receiving the heart of Lord Chaitanya. And by Srila Prabhupada and Sri Panchatattva's infinite causeless mercy, now the intimate leaders of all the gopis are coming to offer our service to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. It's extraordinary mercy, cannot be fathomed. As soon as you understand this, you will be living in Goloka. The immense fortune is so great and so deep and so profound that all we could do is stand on the shore of this great ocean of good fortune and just, you know, try to comprehend it. But the Vaishnavas, they are so kind, they are trying to pull us into this ocean, drown us in this ocean. But even when we drown in this ocean, still it's very difficult to understand the extent of the ocean. This is the good fortune Srila Prabhupada has given us. Yes. Lalita, Vishaka, Sakis have appeared today from the hands of the senior most pujari in all of ISKCON, Jananivas Prabhu. Who has descended from Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham, where he's eternally engaged in the service of Radha Madhava and the Astasakis. He is not just doing some theoretical puja. The love of his heart is manifesting in his devotional service. And the minister of deity worship for all of ISKCON, Narasingha Kabacha Prabhu,
has so kindly appeared to help with Jananivas Prabhu in organizing this incredible event. And the assembled devotees, so enthusiastic, so blissful, have made it a historical, eternal pastime. Hare Krishna. So, please, let us take this responsibility, each of us, very seriously, of following in the footsteps of the great souls. Being the servant of the servant of the servant. Becoming immersed and attached to the holy names of the Lord. And gradually fixing our minds and our hearts in preaching the message of Krishna and in the loving pastimes of Sri Vrindavan Dham. That is perfection. Sri Radha Gopinath's causeless mercy, Prabhupada's compassion, the darshan is becoming more and more thrilling to the heart. How many of you agree with this? Is it time for aarti yet? Half an hour more? Huh? Half hour. Hari Hari. Well, Lord Chaitanya with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai was up all night. Discussing. They were up all night discussing Krishna and singing songs of Krishna. So we will have kirtan now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Radha Gopinath ki. Shri Lalita Saki Vishaka Saki Ki Jai. Shri Nithai Gaura Chandra Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Navadvip Dham Ki Gaur Premanandi. Lord Chaitanya was the reason it's taking so long is they're waiting for me. And you all know how long that takes. So they are calling me into the altar room. I was about to say something that was very important. Just now I should come? Huh?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Thank you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to teach the world. He would not tolerate any inconsistencies in philosophical presentations. He would not tolerate any speculations about the higher rasas unless they were exactly according to the scriptures and unless they were realized by those speaking or writing them. when he heard anything that wasn't proper siddhanta, it would bring sadness to his heart. Therefore, he entrusted Swarup Damodar Goswami to screen anyone who wanted to speak any philosophy to him or bring any literatures to him. And only if Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lalita Sakhi, accepted and authorized them and presented it to the Lord did he accept it. So this is a very, very important principle. Prabhupada gave us his books. Why? To understand very, very carefully. Otherwise, due to sentiment or due to popular opinions, we get the wrong conceptions. And that pollutes our heart. It's an obstacle. But if we receive the message through the line of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, through the six Goswamis, through Parampara, then we know absolutely for sure that we are receiving it as it is. So the beautiful, eternal loving pastimes of Vrindavan are being enacted on the altar of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And we invite all of you to come and to sing and to dance and to give your hearts to the eternal Leela of transcendental love. Thank you very much.